So we've caught up with Benjamin Perry, who won the U23 men's title this year at the Road Nationals in Lac Mégantic. And I believe it's Benjamin's best result so far. And he's had a pretty good career with some great results in Europe. And we're going to catch up with him on the line now. Are you there, Ben?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, great. So congratulations on your U23 title. As I said, I think it's the best result of your career. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely is. Getting the jersey is it.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, watching the race, it looked like such a tough course out there. And, of course, Wayne Tuft really put the hammer down early and forced everybody's hand to chase him, so to speak. And I remember when we were doing the updates, I remember you made an important bridge to that break, I believe, with Bruno Langlois, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah. We were talking, and he was telling us to keep it smooth. But I was sort of thinking, like, if we don't catch them by the time we start descending over the top of Mount Morne, we're never going to see them again because they're just going to get a bigger gap on us, and we'll be cracked the next time we go up the climb. So I kind of paced it to catch them just at the top of the climb, and like, thankfully it worked out, and we caught them like right as we were cresting the top of Mount Morne.
Yeah, that was a crucial move for you guys because it was such a strong break, and
yeah.
and a lot of heavy hitters. I think there were five guys in that break that were all road national title holders. So smart move. So after you bridged to that group, talk about the. What happened from that point going forward?
Yeah, well, from that point on, since the under-23s and the Ligats are combined, I was just looking for the other guys with white numbers, who at that point were Chris Dahl and Stuart White.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the next time up the climb with like seven laps to go, Chris Dahl lost the pace. And then a couple laps later, Stuart was gone, still around 100K to go. And from then on, it was just conserving, making sure I was staying with the group on the climb, because I knew if I was to be solo at the top of the climb and have to ride however many k's solo, I'd have a hard time holding off the chasing pack.
Sure. Now, would you say the course was the toughest course you've done, or how would you rate it? You know, compared to courses you've done.
Oh, like versus other national championships, you mean? Or
just any course. I mean, it looked like, you know, seven times up Morne seemed like a pretty daunting, you know, course to have to tackle.
Yeah, it was a hard course, but I liked it. I think it suited me pretty well.
Okay. So you know, as you conserved energy and you realized that you were in that break and holding your own, what was your strategy? You know, I mean, obviously the break started to fragment when Woods attacked. Talk about it from that point.
Yeah, I wasn't overly concerned with the elite race because my race is a race in itself. Like, sure, it would have been great to like really play all my cards and try to finish top five, but all I was doing was making sure I was with a few riders. So when Woods went and Roth and Meyer went, like the three World Tour riders from Quebec who I was with, Antoine, Hugo, and Guillaume.
Sure.
They were struggling, like they couldn't follow it, and I was just really content to just stay with them and get with them to the line and just, yeah, try to conserve.
Yeah, once you were in that group, you knew you had a good shot to claim the title. You were the only U23 rider there.
Yeah, and we were talking, the four of us agreed, I think Woods attacked the eighth time at Mount Morne, so the time was like the kind of the last challenge in the race before the ride into the finish. And we all just talked and were like, yeah, we'll ride it steady and easy, and then we'll work together on the flats. And I told them, yeah, I'll help you guys put in a bit of a chase just so I can try to make sure I stay away from the pack. But we were 11 – I didn't know we were 11 minutes up, so – but still, like, just riding in with those guys is fun. A little team time trial downhill back into a Mégantic.
Sure. Sure, and knowing that you were the only U23 rider there, I had to feel good.
Yeah, it was great. The other three guys who were with me had all been under-23 champion before, and they're like, "Oh yeah, you got it. Like, enjoy the moment. Like, make sure you put your hands up." Like, congratulating me, and that was really nice of them.
Oh, that's cool. That's right. All those guys had all won the U23s before, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. So that was a good feeling to be amongst them. They knew what it was like, and they knew what was going on for you.
Yeah.
So Did you do anything special coming into the Nationals to prepare? Just wondering if you were thinking about this course and knowing that the challenge was ahead.
Yeah, I was actually pretty nervous coming in because I came back from Belgium just in time to race Saguenay, and I was a little tired at Saguenay. And then I got sick after Saguenay, and then our team was racing the Marty Lachines and some other Tour de Waterloo and Kitchener Crit in Ontario. And I was still a little sick for those last weekend, and all I was doing was racing crits. I hadn't raced like a race with hills because I'd been in Belgium for so long, and I was pretty stressed. Like, I don't remember the last time I rode over 3 hours. All I'm doing is crits, and I'm sick, so I guess I got to make the best of this. But yeah, no, I didn't really do anything specific to prepare for it. But I knew the course before from juniors 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I knew what was in store for sure.
Well, it sounds like in a way it was a little bit the preparation was a little sketchy. That's why you're a little nervous. But obviously, you had it in your legs to handle the course and do well. How much of a factor was the heat out there?
Oh, it kind of crept up on you. Like I didn't feel really hot or really sweaty or anything like that, but I was drinking like 2 bottles a lap.
Right, you had to stay hydrated. Everybody, I'm sure, was concerned about hydration in that heat.
Yeah, I was cramping quite a bit.
Were people talking about, you know, I mean, Swain, you know, obviously has been known to get out, to go off on his own, you know, like that in other races. And was there a bit of surprise and shock in the group that he had just put the hammer down like that?
Yeah, well, I think people knew it was kind of, him and Christian were kind of a class above. Like, I think Christian was the strongest guy on the climb. And obviously the biggest engine for the long run. So they were just going, like, Christian was up the road, then he's back, and then Swain goes and he's back. And the group just didn't have the audacity to keep following everything.
Right.
And yeah, Swain got away, and once he had 30 seconds, like, the race is pretty much over.
Yeah, once he got 30, 40 seconds, he just kept on going, and he left everybody to figure out what to do.
Yeah, and the gap just kept growing and growing and growing. And, like, Will Rowley, too, he kind of understood that, I think, because he, on the first time up Mount Morne after Swain had gone away, he used absolutely everything to try to get across on the climb.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, like, he was dropped. So he kind of understood that, too. He's like, if we don't catch him now, we're racing for second.
Yeah. That was the kind of the way, I know we spoke to Steve Bauer during the race, and he said, you know, the best way to win is to force everybody to chase you.
Yeah.
So, great day for you, and what's up for you for the rest of the season?
Well, I'm hoping with this result, I've got a selection for the Under-23 Worlds, which includes the Tour of Alberta and Montreal and Quebec World Tour races as a preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And but until then, I'm going to be racing back in Belgium from this Wednesday. I'm flying back with my team over there, and I'm just going to do there's 4 5-day tours in the summer, and there's like the Under-23 edition of Omloop Het Nieuwsblad, and just a whole bunch of really good races that are good exposure to pro teams. So I'm going to bring the Canadian Champions jersey back and do those and try to get some results.
How
important? Get selected.
Sounds like a good plan and strategy. How important would you say are the races in Europe for your preparation, just for racing here or anywhere?
Well, I think I've done quite a bit of traveling from out of Belgium too and racing here, and just the amount, like, the goal really is to become a pro, and the races over there, guys go pro from winning the races that I'm doing all the time. So everyone there is, like, really has the right mindset. The racing's hard. It's on all types of different courses, and it's like a really healthy environment for being professional and trying to get results. It's trained me for racing here.
Sounds like it's paying dividends. Do you think you're going to have more pressure on you wearing the national jersey?
Yeah, I may be a little marked now when they see a big red maple leaf tacking. We'll see.
Well, it gives you some confidence as well at the same time. So the two work hand in hand, and then the rest is up to you and your legs, I guess.
Yeah, I'm hoping this is a career-changing win for me, and I can take some steam from this and continue to improve as I have been.
Well, we've watched you over the years, Benjamin, getting better and better, and this is just another stepping stone for you. We hope the same, and we wish you all the best with your plans, and we hope to see you in Alberta and the other races and at the Worlds, and thanks for spending time with us at Pedal, and all the best.
Thanks, Benjamin.